With me right now is Coach Jeff Tatum in his second year as a head coach for the Busters. Coach, as we just take a quick recap of what has happened over the course of this last year, you know, coming off the year when you won only a couple of ball games, 2-7 last year, not making the playoffs, and it's been over 3 years now since Garden City has made the playoffs. But you brought on some new staff. You also went out and got some great recruits around Southwest Kansas, across the state, but outstate as well. And you've got a new quarterback and a very athletic skill position team here. Talk a little about starting off this season.
Well, we're really excited. You know, last year when we finished up the season with Independence, we had a meeting with our sophomores, and they made a commitment about getting this thing turned around, and they've done everything in their power to get it turned around. And, yes, we had a real good recruiting class, and those guys have shown it during camp. As you mentioned, we do have a couple new guys on the staff, and it'll start with our offense coordinator, Matt Miller. And he brings a wealth of knowledge to the program, and we're excited about to see what he's going to do tonight.
Absolutely, and I think everybody's excited about football. Always the marquee sport that kicks off the sports season in the fall, and everybody's excited about that. But if we take a look at not only the fact that you've added some new positions here, you've got some veteran players back that are certainly going to help, and especially on the defensive side, and that's going to be key, especially in this ball game. If we take a look at Independence, the Pirates, a team that came to our place last year, the final game of the year, and it turned out to be an offensive explosion. We won it 44-37. It's kind of a seesaw affair for a while. They take the early lead. We regain it back. They get the lead back in the second quarter. And actually, third quarter kind of belonged to them. In the fourth quarter, we come back and get the win, score a lot of points and get that win, 44-37 last year. And, of course, the Independence winless on the year. But one of the things, and I had a visit with Coach Steve Carson talking about his year, his recruitment as well, and they've really revamped everything and started over. But your thoughts about facing this team down here tonight and their new personnel?
Well, you know, the thing about junior college, you go in the first game, you don't know really what to expect. So it's kind of like that first exam you take in college under a new instructor. You got to prepare for everything and everything possible that you can think of. And that's one thing that our staff has done. I'm real fortunate to have a real good staff. And, you know, we sit in a meeting and all during camp, you know, what's some situations that may arise that we haven't gone over. And so we know we're prepared for anything that Coach Carson and the Pirates throw at us. We've had a great camp. We had about 15 days of good hard work, and then we had game week, and we're excited to kick off the season tonight.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked much, and you've talked a lot about your new quarterback and Nick Marshall and how athletic that he is, and of course been a focus on getting that offense to be more productive as well. Talk a little bit about your defense. Coach Lou West has done a great job in getting these guys prepared as well.
I tell you, Coach West got the easiest job on campus right now. He's got 7 stars coming back from a year ago, you got to keep those guys, you know, a lot of times you take it for granted what they know, but he went back to basics during camp and start over again. So he made sure everybody on the defense knows it, and it starts right there in the middle with Dallas Jackson and Keith Kern. I mean, they're two good football players, and then we got Keetray Solomon coming back at defensive end, and then probably the most important thing is we got Ian Stone there in the secondary. Ian plays free safety for us, and he's the quarterback of the defense, and his knowledge and understanding of the defense and understanding the game of football, we're really excited about our defense. And, you know, last year we were in a shootout, and it really came down to us not making tackles. We were in position to make the plays, we just didn't. And hopefully after going through a spring and those guys being a year older, we'll make those plays tonight and won't be quite as much of a shootout, except maybe on offense for us.
We've focused now on offense and defense. There's another factor here. That is the kicking game as well. The return game, we'll see how that's all going to shake out. But your kicking game obviously looks like it's going to be much better than it was a year ago.
Well, we went out and signed 3 real good kickers, and one of them is Carlos Chavez from here in Garden City, who had, you know, everybody knows how good he is. And then we also signed Tyler Peterson from Stockton. He's a real good kicker. The only thing is we're not sure how well he can kick. We know he can kick off, but how will he do in a game, because he played 8-man football, but we know he has a strong leg. He's done a real good job for us. You know, I think he's going to play baseball here for Coach Feeney also. He's got an incredible leg, so we're real fortunate that we've got 3 guys that can, you know, kick off and kick field goals and punt for us. And that was one of the things that, you know, at the end of the season last year, we made a special effort to make sure we improved the kicking game.
you've led me into my final area that I want to talk about here, and that is the overall depth of this team, both for, obviously you've alluded to the kicking game, having the depth there. How about the offense, defense, and your return group?
Well, we feel real good. The defense, we have a lot of guys come back, plus a lot of young guys stepping up in there. We have, you know, with all those guys come back, and then probably the place that you want to be the deepest at is defensive line. We have Frank Bonzio, who is a transfer from Northern Illinois in, and then we also have another transfer, DJ Jones from Baylor. Both of those guys will be starting on the inside for us, and then backing those guys up is a guy that started for us last year, which, you know, that makes you feel good, is Demetri Morris. And then we got a young freshman that's going to be a really good player, Jeremy Huffman. And then, of course, we got two real good defensive ends, Keytrey Solomon, who was opposite of Chaz last year, and, of course, it's hard to replace a guy like Chaz. And we're thinking about maybe putting Keith Kern there, but we also have Devontae Derricott, who can also play it. And then also starting at linebacker a little bit, that's going to see a lot of action at linebacker tonight, is Alex Hemberger. Alex played a good bit, started a couple games for us last year when Keith was injured, so we feel like we got a lot of depth. And, you know, as you know, in any football game, it starts up front, and we feel real good about our defense up front.
Coach, thanks for your comments.
Always my pleasure, and appreciate you having me on, Jerry.